Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, February 27th. Republican Congressman Scott Tipton was in Paonia on Saturday, answering an invitation to appear at a town hall meeting with local constituents. Both Tipton and Republican Senator Cory Gardner were invited and not expected to come, as witnessed by the wanted posters that were put up all over the Paradise Theater. While Gardner did not attend, Tipton surprised the partisan Democratic crowd by showing up to listen to their concerns. While this was not Utah, where citizens shouted down Republican Jason Chaffetz for failing to do his job, and this was not Georgia, where citizens broke out in fistfights at a town hall meeting, tensions were high between the raucous crowd and Tipton, who stood calmly on the stage for more than an hour and tried to answer people's questions. Tipton took angry comments about President Trump's failure to disclose his tax returns, about the Russian election hacking scandal, and about pretty much every hot-button issue during these town hall events all over the nation. Here's Paonia resident Marjorie True asking a question dealing with the possible repeal of the Affordable Care Act and its potential impact on Delta County.
If the Affordable Health Care Act is repealed and not replaced with comparable insurance program that provides health care for all Delta citizens and citizens in Colorado, we are at risk of closure of over 8 hospitals in the rural areas in Colorado. And the most significant to us here in Delta County is Delta County Memorial Hospital.
When the shouting died down, Tipton had this answer.
I know you're aware. Toured Delta Memorial several times, had an opportunity to be able to sit down with the administrators as well as hospitals in the San Luis Valley, Cortez, and those are real challenges that we're seeing. And go back to when you first opened your statement. You said access to care. And you bring up a very important point. As I'm talking to Delta Memorial Hospital, having a tough time being able to recruit physicians to be able to come in to our areas. So that access to care, and I think the hospital, and I don't know if you were there when we toured last year, was that 4 or 5 months ago, something like that, coming through, they said one of the bigger challenges that they're having is the emergency room is still primary care. People are coming in and using the emergency room rather than setting an appointment to be able to go to the doctor. That's just what the hospital is telling me, okay? And so one thing I think that we do need to be looking at is a way to be able to incentivize to be able to get primary care physicians back out into rural America. Be able to do that. And there are actually several programs right now that are going on. Hospitals are doing this to a degree where they're helping with tuition for people that are going to be primary care physicians, but then they'll make the commitment to be able to come in to an area to be able to provide that service. But you speak to a very important point that we visited with virtually every hospital in our district and the challenges that they're facing with the Medicaid reimbursements. It's frankly, it's not enough to float the boat for me
in terms of that. Financially
stable at this time. Yeah, and the hospitals are reporting to us, they're still very challenged, but part of that is even coming through with the ACA in terms of some of the regulatory compliance that they have, with some of the coding changes that were put into place, having to divert some of those resources. So appreciate your comments. It's something that I certainly recognize. I think we all do. Those of us that live in growing up in rural Colorado, the importance that those hospitals play in our communities.
Another topic that the crowd wanted to hear discussion on was climate change. Here's North Fork Valley resident Ellie Goldstein with her question for Tipton.
I'm wondering, do you realize that the extraction of fossil fuels and the rampant use of them is a significant cause of climate change? Do you know that fossil fuels must be kept in the ground if climate warming is to be slowed down, halted, and possibly over the course of time reversed? Are you aware that the development, utilization, and federal economic support for renewable energy offers a way out of this emergency? What are your plans for expediting the development of alternative energy in this country? Do you comprehend that climate change is not just another issue? It is the critical issue of our time. Recognize that introducing, voting, or speaking for any bill that will harmfully impact the future of our planet will be the height of irresponsibility and, frankly, the height of immorality. I beseech you, represent this district and the state of Colorado with a clear conscience. The future is at stake.
Tipton responded with an answer that the crowd has heard before.
As Americans, we often share the same value, even though we find reasons sometimes to try to divide us. We all believe, I think, that we want things done right. Be able to take advantage and to make sure that we're using good technologies, to be able to protect our environment. Like you, I live here. I want it to be done right as well. Do you want to be able to have jobs that are going to be able to create opportunities for our people to be able to live here and to be able to succeed as well? Those can work harmoniously to be able to together.
Tipton walked off the stage at the Paradise to a standing ovation. While most of the crowd was happy and surprised that the congressman actually showed up to listen to their concerns, his answers did little to placate the swell of discontent and contention that is sweeping over the state and the country. For more about the town hall meeting and coverage of Congressman Tipton, stay tuned to KVNF for tomorrow night's local motion. We'll have a previously recorded, more in-depth interview with Tipton, as well as an interview with Colorado State Senator Carrie Donovan about the town hall meeting. That's tomorrow night at 6 p.m. on Local Motion. Researchers at NASA have launched a new project to pioneer technologies for measuring the snowpack on Grand Mesa. From KRCC in Colorado Springs, Holly Pretzky has this story.
The project is called SnowX and is expected to last 5 years. Data gathering for year one is taking place in Grand Mesa and in southwestern Colorado. NASA's Charles Gatebe leads the research team. He says snow measurement is crucial to understanding water sources for much of the world's population, including large parts of the U.S.
In the western United States, nearly 3/4 of the annual stream flow that provides the water supply arrives at spring and summer melt from the mounting snowpacks.
The project focuses on using remote sensor technologies from aircraft and on-the-ground data to find a combination of tools that works best to measure snowpack. Over 100 researchers from around the world are involved. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.